age of 95% of the UK population, we require a total of 8 million digitally networked CCTV cameras, terminals. Terminals in built-up areas may be connected via the public switched telephone network using SDSL, VHDSL, but outlying systems may use mesh network routing over 802.11a to ensure that rural areas do not provide a pool of infectious carriers for demonic possession. TCP/IP quality of service issues are discussed below, along with a concrete requirement for IPv6 routing and infrastructure that must be installed and supported by all internet service providers no later than 2004. There are more than 90 different CCTV architectures currently on sale in the UK, many of which are imported and cannot be fitted with FPGAs suitable for running the Scorpion Stair Basilisk neural network prior to installation. Data disclosure orders, served under the terms of the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act 2001, serve to gain access to camera firmware, but in many regions upgrades to Level 1, Maginot Blue Star's compliance is behind schedule due to non-compliance by local police forces with what are seen as unreasonable home office requests. Unless we can achieve a 340% compliance improvement by 2004, we will fail to achieve the target saturation prior to September 2007, when Case Nightmare Green is due. Installation has currently been completed only in limited areas, notably Inner London, Ring of Steel for counter-terrorism surveillance, and Milton Keynes, advanced next-generation MAN with total traffic management solution in place. Deployment is proceeding in order of population density and potential for catastrophic demonic takeover and exponential burn through built-up areas. Recommendation. One avenue for ensuring that all civilian CCTV equipment is Scorpion Stair compatible by 2006 is to exploit an initiative of the U.S. National Security Agency for our own ends. In a bill ostensibly sponsored by Hollywood and music industry associations, MPAA and RIAA, see also CDBTPA, the NSA is ostensibly attempting to legislate support for digital rights management in all electronic equipment sold to the public. The implementation details are not currently accessible to us, but we believe this is a stalking horse for requiring chip manufacturers to incorporate on-die FPGAs in the 1 million gate range, reconfigurable in software, initially laid out as DRM circuitry, but reprogrammable in support of their nascent war on un-Americanism. If such integrated FPGAs are mandated, commercial pressures will force Far Eastern vendors to comply with regulation, and we will be able to mandate incorporation of Scorpion Stair Level 2 into all digital consumer electronic cameras and commercial CCTV equipment under cover of complying with our copyright protection obligations in accordance with the WIPO treaty. A suitable pretext for the rapid-phased obsolescence of all Level 0 and Level 1 cameras can then be engineered by, for example, discrediting witness evidence from older installations in an ongoing criminal investigation. If we pursue this plan, by late 2006, any two adjacent public CCTV terminals, or private camcorders equipped with a digital video link, will be reprogrammable by any authenticated Maginot Blue Star super user to permit the operator to turn them into a Scorpion Stair Basilisk weapon. We remain convinced that this is the best defensive posture to adopt in order to minimize casualties when the great old ones return from beyond the stars to eat our brains. So, what this boils down to is a strategic defense initiative against an invasion by alien mind-suckers from beyond space-time who are expected to arrive in bulk at a set date. Am I on message so far? I asked.
Very approximately, yes, said Andy.
Okay. To deal with a perceived alien mind-sucker threat, some nameless genius has worked out that the CCTV cameras dotting our green and pleasant land can be networked together, their inputs fed into a software emulation of a basilisk's brain and turned into some kind of omnipresent look-to-kill death net. Even though we don't really know how the Medusa effect works,
other than it relies on some kind of weird observationally mediated quantum tunneling effect, collapse of the wave function, yada yada, that makes about 1% of the carbon nuclei in the target body auto-magically turn into silicon with no apparent net energy input. That right? Have a cigar, Sherlock. Sorry, I only smoke when you plug me into the national grid. Shit. Okay, so it hasn't occurred to anyone that the mass energy of those silicon nuclei has to come from somewhere, somewhere else, somewhere in the dungeon dimensions. Damn. But that's not the point, is it?
Indeed not. When are you going to get to it?
As soon as my hands stop shaking. Let's see. Rather than do this openly and risk frightening the sheeple by stationing a death ray on every street corner, our lords and masters decided they'd do it bottom-up, by legislating that all public cameras be networked, and having back doors installed in them to allow the hunter-killer basilisk brain emulators to be uploaded when the time comes. Which, let's face it, makes excellent fiscal strength in this age of outsourcing, public-private partnerships, service charters, and the like. I mean, you can't get business insurance if you don't install anti-theft cameras. Someone's got to watch them, so you might as well outsource the service to a security company with a network operations center, and the brain-dead music industry copyright Nazis are campaigning for a law to make it mandatory to install secret government spookware in every Walkman, or camera, to prevent home taping from killing Michael Jackson. Absolutely brilliant.
It is elegant, isn't it? Much more subtle than honking great ballistic missile submarines. We've come a long way since the Cold War.
Yeah. Except you're also telling me that some script kiddie has rooted you and dialed in a strike on Milton Keynes. Probably in the mistaken belief that they think they're playing Missile Command.
No comment.
Jesus fucking Christ, riding into town on top of a pickup truck full of DLT backup tapes. What kind of idiot do you take me for? Listen, the ball has gone up. Someone uploaded the Scorpion Stair code to a bunch of traffic cams off Monk's Road roundabout and turned Daisy into 600 pounds of boiled beef on the bone a la basilisk, and all you can say is no comment.
Listen, Bob, I think you're taking this all too personally. I can't comment on the Monk's Road incident because you're officially the tag team investigative lead, and I'm here to provide backup and support, not to second-guess